From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Late last week, officers with the Eureka Police Department were dispatched to a gas station on the 3500 block of Broadway for a report of a woman inside demanding all the money from the store clerk. After being denied by the store clerk, the suspect briefly left the store, but returned moments later. She had armed herself with a long orange roadway marker and held it in a threatening manner. The suspect then walked behind the counter and began grabbing packs of cigarettes. The suspect then fled the scene. An arriving officer spotted her behind the business, but she fled on foot towards Highland Street, then onto the Fort Humboldt Park property. Once in the park, the suspect tried to strike the officer. After a brief struggle and the deployment of OC spray, the suspect was taken into custody. She was transported to St. Joseph Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. The suspect, 34-year-old Adrienne Murphy of Tucson, Arizona, taken into custody on charges of robbery and resisting arrest. She's being held in lieu of $45,000 bail. Well, the DA's office seeking assistance from the community with the apprehension of Ariel Arguelles Sosa, age 41, who has an outstanding felony warrant for multiple charges related to the possession, transportation, and sale of cocaine, heroin, and methamphetamine. Arguelles Sosa's last known local residence was in Arcata. City of Eureka crews will be performing road maintenance on Fairway Drive in Eureka. The work will be done between the hours of about 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. today through Thursday. There will be controlled traffic with flaggers, and drivers should expect delays. If you're a small marijuana cultivator without a county permit, there is still time to submit an application and have a permit approved in time for the 2020 cultivation season. The county is committing to small farmers that if you're applying for approval of 3,000 square feet or less, have a water source, and can submit a complete application, county staff can process the application to a decision in time for the 2020 cultivation season. Some community cleanup this weekend in Arcata. The Environmental Services Department is seeking volunteers to assist with removing invasive plants at Janes Creek near Stromberg Avenue. On Saturday, that's the 12th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., volunteers are asked to meet at 9 a.m. at the Trinity Baptist Church parking lot that's located at 2450 Alliance Road in Arcata. From there, participants will walk to the work site. Work will include removing invasive plants from Janes Creek, and participants of all ages are welcome, wear clothing reasonable for the work. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.